This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today, I'm joined in the studio, as per usual,
by me, Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you for about an hour today. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you know how to do it by now. You can get us over on Twitter at BFM Radio and on WhatsApp on 018-789-8899. We are asking you a question. We'll get to that in a moment. But UOB Malaysia is giving the majority of its workforce the choice to work remotely up to 2 days a week since COVID-19 restrictions are fully lifted. Underlying the permanent change is the bank's aspiration to ensure colleagues attain the right balance between professional fulfillment and mental well-being. We're going to be discussing how organizations across industries could do the same to help the nation's workforce attain that elusive work-life balance. We are asking you a question. What would help you attain better work-life balance? You can get us over on Twitter. The options you have is working from home or a remote working. We have wellness programs, flexible working hours or flexible working place, and something else. And if you have something else in mind, do let us know over on Twitter. Chris, over to you.
Yes, so you actually broke the news about this to us in our little team WhatsApp group last week. Mm-hmm. And UOB Malaysia confirmed that it is giving the majority of its almost 5,000 strong workforce the choice to work remotely up to 2 days a week once COVID-19 restrictions are fully lifted, as you said. Now, the bank said in a statement that underlying the permanent change, quote unquote, is the bank's aspiration to ensure colleagues attain the right balance between professional fulfillment and mental well-being. Now, the bank also explained 2 days of remote working a week was found to be the most advantageous for employees to maintain a sense of connection with colleagues and the company and to achieve optimal performance. And this comes after the bank ran a review of work patterns, workspaces, and workforce technology tools during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, according to the statement, close to 60% of bank roles were assessed to be suited to working remotely, whether from home or at a location other than the employee's assigned workplace. It added that UOB Malaysia's new remote work options are in line with broader community sentiment, where 90% of people across Malaysia said they expected some form of flexible work arrangement to become more common in a post-pandemic world.
Okay, so UOB Malaysia Executive Director and Country Head of Human Resources, Lai Tak Ming, who we'll have on the show in just a little bit, said the concept of what constitutes a, quote, workplace has undergone a fundamental rethink thanks to the pandemic, and that he believes the flexible working arrangements that the bank has introduced will provide its colleagues with more autonomy to choose how and where they work. So they also took in feedback from their employees on the strains of having their homes turned into their offices during COVID-19 and found during the peak of COVID-19, 85% of them reported to be as effective whilst working from home. I'll say that again, 85% of them reported to be as effective whilst working from home, whilst 15% said they faced stress-inducing challenges.
Now, these stresses included trying to balance family and professional commitments, lack of personal workspace at home, I know that feeling, increased working hours from an always-on mentality, and difficulty in nurturing teamwork and collaboration online. The group also noted that the bank has also recently enhanced mental wellness programs. Now, a move like this is expected by some smaller, more agile organizations, but for a bank to announce flexi work options like this is a demonstration to all stakeholders, their staff, their customers, and the public, that they want to be able to give their employees some form of work-life balance.
Now, when we come back, we'll be speaking to Tak Ming about what this flexi work announcement really entails, how UOB Malaysia's workforce has responded to it, and how they expect the announcement to impact the way that the business is run. Now, get in touch with us. Let us know the answer, your answer to this. What would help you attain better work-life balance? You can take part in the poll that we are running over on Twitter. Would it be working from home and remote work? Would it be better wellness wellness programs or even any wellness programs, or would it be flexible working hours and a flexible working space or something else? Do let us know. That's over on WhatsApp. That's over on Twitter. We have some responses already. But if you want to get in via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. We need to take a short break because we've got an awful lot to get through. Led Zeppelin up first with Communication Breakdown here on BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites, folks. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Christine Wong.
Now, we are speaking to you about what would help you attain better work-life balance. We are doing this because UOB Malaysia is giving the majority of its workforce the choice to work remotely up to 2 days a week once COVID-19 restrictions are fully lifted, underlying a permanent change. And this is the bank's aspiration to ensure colleagues attain the right balance between professional fulfillment and mental well-being. We have a guest on the line who we'll be getting to in just a moment. It is Lai Tak Ming, the Executive Director and Country Head of Human Resources over at UOB. But before we hear from them, we want to hear what you guys have got to say. So we have a few responses over here on Twitter. SC Koo is saying it's all about priority. Learn to say no without saying sorry. Understand that work is just a way to transform time into money. It doesn't define us. Have a hobby, have a passion, have something that you care about outside of work. Sound advice. CK has gone on to say a mentor once shared that it's important to learn how to enjoy the things you do and it will not feel like work. Of course, problems do come along, but that's all part and parcel of the excitement. Hope this helps you attain a work-life balance. Darren WK has said something a little bit stronger. Outlaw work-related calls, emails, text messages after working hours, something we discussed a little bit yesterday. Mm-hmm. And CC has come forward and said, flexible working hours, it equals work 24/7. Mm. I think we've all felt a little bit of that lately. Now, Chris, what have you got?
What do I have?
Anything over
absolutely
on WhatsApp?
Absolutely nothing on WhatsApp. No one has texted in quite yet, but do get us at WhatsApp 018-789-8899 if you have more to say on the subject.
All righty. Let's move over and hear from Lai Tak Ming then. This press release, it's quite clear. UOB Malaysia made this choice to ensure your workforce attains the right balance between professional fulfillment and mental well-being. Why focus on remote work as a way to create this balance?
Good day to you, and thank you for inviting me to have this conversation with you. It's really quite nice to be back with BFM again. Well, the pandemic has proven that remote working can work for most roles in the bank. As our employees got used to working from home throughout the pandemic and with the help of technology, it just proved that remote working was possible and that our employees could work relatively comfortably and are still able to deliver with similar productivity. Our model of flexi working arrangement and remote working empowers employees to take responsibility for their own time and their own work responsibility and management. It gives our employees the discretion to decide how best they want to enhance their work life or to integrate their work to life, and therefore allow them to be able to be more successful and perhaps even more productive. With this empowerment, our colleagues now can decide how best to structure their personal and professional commitments, giving them the flexibility of choice and perhaps even making it possible for them to have a more satisfying life balance. So in this all this, I think flexibility and choice are key elements for enhancing wellness and especially for mental wellness. Take for example, if we talk about parenting responsibility, for example, remote working allow parents to manage their time and to reduce the stress of finding minders, for example. Or for that matter, if you are talking about even traveling, with remote working, you actually save time commuting. So I think all in all these things will help reduce stress and improve the quality of life and also enable us to be happier. Now, this in turn will enable us to be less distracted by personal matters when we are at our work. I think you are perhaps familiar with the concept of presenteeism, where people are here, but they are not really fully here. So with this, the people are less likely to be distracted by personal matters, be more present and focused when working, and in turn help improve our productivity. Well, if you ask me, it is a win-win situation. Good for everybody.
Interesting. Now, how was this announcement received internally? Were the staff happy to hear the news?
Well, in actual fact, this had been highly anticipated, as we have already made pre-announcements on the matter to all our employees and colleagues. And yeah, I think colleagues were happy to hear the news for several reasons at least. Number one, this is no longer a novel idea. People have already are already used to working from home for quite a while. So it was no shock to the system. In fact, it has become a sort of a norm for many of us. Those who initially had difficulty working from home have sort of gotten the hang of things. And in fact, I think it would be counterintuitive now to expect people to come back to work full-time. It just doesn't quite work out anymore. And I suppose the second reason would be that given that this is not a real estate savings exercise, we are not forcing people to stay away for the reason of saving money. And people know that. And people know that this is not an attempt to try and save costs at the employee's expense or inconvenience. In fact, they know that this is genuinely something that we wanted to do for the employees. That would be genuinely positive and good for them. The third reason would probably be because employees who are eligible can choose to opt for a hybrid work model. And even then, you can choose one day or 2 days away, or to work fully in the office. So in that sense, it's again another win-win. During the pandemic, our colleagues experienced firsthand what it was like to work fully remote. And this resulted in two groups of employees. There are those who are pro, and there are those who are not so pro working away from home, from work. Those who don't prefer to work remotely have the option to continue to work in the office now. And those who want to work remotely have that option to now continue to work from home. So I think it's a win-win in that sense.
Tak Ming, were there any concerns? I mean, I'm sure there must have been some concerns, especially from some of the bosses, right?
Yes, there are some. There were those who wanted more remote working days, in fact. However, again, from the experience that we have gleaned from the pandemic, it just shows that a good balance is needed between remote and in-office working. Of course, studies cited by Gartner, for example, suggest that the ideal would be something like 1 to 2 days in the office. It wouldn't be too good if someone is totally away from work, from office, and have to work fully at home. That seems to be significant impact on the mental health of the employee. And at the same time, we find that working fully remotely may also have some impact on culture building, on collaboration, teaming up, and also relationship building. Of course, there were also some concerns on the other side of the coin about the potential drop in productivity or loss of control or employee becoming less focused if they are not in the office. But again, I think these are things that are no longer quite so important anymore because the experience of the pandemic does not suggest that. And in fact, what we can see is that people are still as productive. In fact, in some cases, even more. And we could still achieve our business results and our financial targets. So then, I think we are cautiously confident that this will work well. And we have, of course, taken great pains to prepare for this eventual implementation.
Now, the announcement was said to affect the majority of your almost 5,000 strong workforce. Why won't the option be open to everyone?
Well, I guess for some positions, it's just not quite possible for now, at least, given the way certain things are done, for these employees, for these roles to be considered as appropriate to be by way of remote working. Some examples of this would be, for example, front-facing roles in the bank, such as roles like tellers or cost center contact employees, branch staff. For now, it's not just quite possible to have them work remotely without affecting customer experience. Just imagine if you have a situation where customer comes to the branch and finds that most of the branch officers are actually working from home. I don't think that would be enhancing customer experience. So what we did was we had a role-based assessment carried out to determine how suitable remote working was for all the different roles in the bank. And this is an objective exercise based on several criteria. For example, whether in-person interaction is necessary or whether the role is very location-specific, whether the system infrastructure allows for the person to work remotely, and also things like data security, which is, of course, very crucial to the bank. I suppose for now, this would be the way, but we will continue to review and to look into the ways in which work is being done currently and to see how to transform some of these roles and at least to identify parts of one's role and responsibilities which can be appropriately done remotely so that to enable more people to become eligible for this flexibility in the future.
Great. We need to take a short break here, Takming. Can you stay on the line for us whilst we play some music? And when we come back, we want to talk to you a little bit more, given the background of what it's been like during the pandemic, and maybe have some opinion of that. You are tuned into Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM. We're talking about what would help you attain better work-life balance. There's a poll running over on Twitter, and if you'd like to take part, head over there. It's at BFM Radio. Or you can get us via WhatsApp on 018-789-8899 during work hours, please. Short break here with some music from Blur with Coffee and TV. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Billions from me. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're talking to you about working from home and all that kind of stuff. And we're asking you the question of what would help you with your work-life balance? Specifically, what would help you attain a better work-life balance? Is it working from home and remote work? Is it wellness programs? Is it flexible working hours and a flexible working place? Or is it something else? We're talking to you about this because UOB Malaysia is giving them majority of its workforce the choice to work remotely up to 2 days a week once COVID-19 restrictions are fully lifted. We've had some responses over on Twitter. We've had a few more over on WhatsApp that Chris is going to highlight right now.
Yes. So from number ending in 4281, WhatsApp has caused people to work almost 24/7, though, regardless of the location of work. I think employers need to stop texting people after work hours to promote work-life balance. It's important to respect employees' family time, which I totally agree with. And number ending in 0107 says, "Hi, on the topic of work from home, I think it's amazing that UOB is initiating this onwards. This reflects trust towards employees and also truly enforces work-life balance, not just about keeping safe at home during COVID days, but even for the future where COVID is less of a risk. Employers can save time in jams or hustling in trains. That two-day option sounds ideal, and kudos on implementing the new way forward." Wow.
Yep. I remember posting about this last week, and people were skeptical about whether or not it was just kind of lip service. It was something that they were just saying and whatnot. But no, it seems as though they are actually implementing this.
Yep.
And let's see how long it pans out. I'm really interested to see if any other bigger and smaller companies follow kind of suit, just to see how it goes and whether or not it can work for them. The discussion about the fact that they are as productive with this two-day working from home option.
If not more.
Now, we have somebody on the line with us right now, of course. He's been waiting patiently. It is Lai Takming. He's the Executive Director and Country Head of Human Resources over at UOB Malaysia. This is a question we wanted to ask you before, but we ran out of time. So Give us some background into what it's been like in the banking sector during the pandemic, Takmin. What were the biggest struggles when your workforce was forced to work from home during the MCO earlier this year? And also, what worked well for your workforce during this time too?
Well, I suppose at the start of the movement control order, or the MCO, the challenges were indeed quite significant. And especially when people were trying to settle into working from home and things like this. There are a few main areas that I can see. Number one, it was the tech-related issues. How do you make technology work for the employees? How do you help them to understand and to use it? Not easy for people to just immediately get the hang of how to do video conferencing and things like that, for example. In due course, of course, Zoom and Teams and things like that became a normal usage. Enabling virtual private network to work, VPN, is another important thing, because then it allowed us to work safely in a controlled environment. And having access to critical system, of course, is important. Secondly, I would say it is the control-related issues. For example, reviewing control of access to sensitive information. Who should be granted access? How to ensure that there's proper check and balance, or especially of those critical information and data? As you know, we are a financial institution, and as a guardian of customers' trust, this, of course, is a very important consideration. So we actually have to work out a way to identify which pocket of employees should have access to the more sensitive information, and we put it into the red, the orange, and the green zone. So those with sensitive access would also, of course, be subject to a bit more monitoring. Thirdly, I think it's people-related. Not being able to meet customer face-to-face, working alone at home, and with all the boundary issues some of us experience, especially if we are staying with family, with kids running around and wanting attention while we were on our video conference with our bosses and colleagues. That's quite a challenge, actually. On the other hand, there is also the challenge of loneliness. If you are renting a room on your own, those become some of the very real challenges. And additionally, for those new joiners, collaborating virtually, get the hang of working in a new environment, the new culture, and building relationship became quite a bit of a challenge as well. As to what worked in the end, well, the key to this is helping people feel cared for, feel engaged, and helping them to be able to adapt to a new way of working. Those are important. And how do we achieve that? Well, firstly, there is a whole area of communicating and keeping in touch, and that becomes very critical. HR, for example, regularly shares information and updates to ensure that the employees are kept up to date on what's going on. And I personally took it upon myself to provide pastoral care to our employees through regular thought and reflection pieces. Initially, it was done through emails, but later on via Yammer as well, when this became available. And actually, I was quite amazed with the feedback, how people felt supported and encouraged through my sharing. It's a good feeling, yeah, that you are actually able to help someone out there in among your team members and among the bank employees. We also provided team leaders with e-learning and how to e-lead, stressing on especially what we call the four C's of crisis leadership to manage virtually. Number one is clarity. Number two is compassion. Number three, calmness. And number four, control. Leaders were encouraged to engage their staff regularly and to show care and support to them on top of helping them to achieve their targets and goals. Then we also ensure that the virtual platforms were made possible, as that especially was critical to the sales force so that they are able to continue to work and service the customers effectively. And keeping close contact with the customers also help build rapport and trust through these difficult times. And in some way, it's a reflection of our UOB tagline, right by you. And indeed, during right through these 22 months, our employees, our sales force, our relationship managers were right by our employee, our customers to make sure that their needs are never neglected.
Great, and sounds very thorough, Takming. We are going to have to take another short break, though. I know we have three or four more questions for you to wrap up the show with. But folks, for those of you tuning in at home, we're asking you what would help you attain better work-life balance. Do let us know over on Twitter. There is a poll. That's at BFM Radio. If you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Short break here, then. Rita and the Tiaras, Gone with the Wind is My Love. We'll be right back here on BFM 89.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. Almost time for us to wrap up. We've got a few more questions, though, here for Takming. But before we get to that, just a quick reminder, before we close the polls for today, the question is, what would help you attain better work-life balance? Do let us know. You have the option of working from home or remote work, wellness programs, flexible working hours or places or something else. Do let us know. And if you want to get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Chris, do you want to pick up with Takming?
Yes, I do. So now, Takming, we know the bank also did a review to ensure the workforce and their roles would not be adversely impacted. But this move was to introduce remote work. Could you tell us more about this review and what was actually studied?
Well, we reviewed various studies on how to successfully implement remote working in an organization. We perused studies and literature from Gartner, McKinsey, PwC, research, etc. on the various types of remote working before landing on hybrid working as the way to go. We also did surveys and straw polls among our business leaders and our employees on their own preferences so that we understand where our people are and what are their concerns. And then finally, we then embark on this role-based assessment that I talked about earlier. And this role-based assessment was done to determine which roles were suitable for remote working. With all that done, then we were able to then put together the following things. Number one, we developed guidelines and do's and don'ts for remote working, especially so given that as we are in the banking industry, which is a regulated industry and hold a burden of trust from the public, it is absolutely important that we are clear what we can and cannot do in a remote setting and how do we protect customer information and data. We also prepared all our employees, leaders and team members separately through curated e-learning on how to be successful in remote working. We also did various communications and updates to prepare leaders and employees for the eventual adoption of remote working in our workplace. Done all that, and finally, we made sure we provided the support structure for employees to enable them to succeed. For instance, the bank offer mental wellness support initiative, taking the cue from our own experience during the pandemic that it was not always the easiest for employees who are, especially those who are living alone, to cope with remote working and that impact their mental wellness in some ways. So what we did was we provided, we start an employee assistance program that we branded it as UOB Cares. And that program focuses on enhancing our employees' mental and physical well-being. The program also offers especially a UOB care line that enables them to have 24/7 access, a wellness website where they can actually go to help them enhance their physical health, as well as to build on their own mental strength. There is also remote video consultation for those who are in need of
or wish to have counseling or consultation. And we also provided private webinars to support employees during this difficult time.
Great. And can you tell us about the other flexi options UOB Malaysia staff will now be eligible for?
The flexible working arrangement policy, in fact, has four elements. The first one is remote working. We have talked quite a bit about that just now. The second one is flexible working hours. And then there is flex two, and finally, flexible dressing. As I said or explained earlier already, remote working allowed up to 2 days working remotely, home or otherwise. And this is an enhancement from the original regime, which is strictly work from home, and allowed to employees now to have some degree of freedom to work not only from home, but also elsewhere remotely. Of course, this is subject to proper guidelines, on, especially on the area of data and information security. Flex 2 option. That one is on top of or in addition to remote working. We continue to offer Flex 2, which allows all employees an additional 2 hours a month off to attend to personal matters, especially during the workday. Flexible working start times enable eligible employees to be able to opt for starting time anything between 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. based on their preferred work style, and then, of course, to end their day accordingly. And this allows people to have some flexibility, what would be most suitable for them. And especially if you have children, you need to send kids to school, you might want to go start earlier. After you send the kids off to school, you can come straight to work. And so you start early and you end early. There is also flexible dressing, which empowers employee to dress responsibly for the business of the day. We don't want to tell you how to dress to show your best selves. We trust you to know what's best for yourself. We also have this wellness program, and the wellness program itself has also four pillars, and that's the physical, the mental, the social, and the financial wellness. And embedded within this, we provide various strategies to encourage healthy living, especially for those of us who are not so physically active. We want to encourage them to make it a habit to have a healthy lifestyle. And we also provided to all our employees mental wellness support through our UOB Cares, which I have described earlier on already. It covers health coaching, stress management, mental health support, and resilience training and workshop. And also provide for mental and emotional health counseling services. And of course, through our unique FlexCare benefits, we provided employees to enhance their employee resilience. They can purchase various wellness-related services and equipment, various pandemic-related protection needs, and health supplement to strengthen their immune system, as well as mentioned earlier, the option to set up their own home office, and which is claimable.
Wow, okay. Final question for you. What is the end game here? What is UOB Malaysia hoping that this approach to remote work and flexi work will do for your employees?
As I said earlier, the goal is not about real estate savings, although that could be, of course, a byproduct. For UOB Malaysia, the goal is strong employee engagement and motivation and a great employee experience. And that, in turn, will lead to higher competency, higher capacity and resilience to cope with life, and a greater sense of commitment. So ultimately, we believe that creating a better workplace, better work life, and better workforce will help lead to a high-performance workforce, which in turn will enable UOB to be more successful in the future.
Great. Thank you very much. That was Lai Tak Ming, the Executive Director and Country Head of Human Resources for UOB Malaysia. Of course, we have been talking about what would help you attain better work-life balance. And the reason we've been speaking about that is because UOB Malaysia is giving the majority of its workforce the choice to work remotely up to 2 days a week once COVID-19 restrictions are fully lifted. We're going to give you the final numbers on the polls right now over on Twitter. At 70.3%, you're all saying flexible working hours or flexible working place. 21.5% of you are saying working from home or remote work. 4.1% of you saying wellness programs, and another 4.1% of you saying something else. Of course, we've had some of those discussions underneath. Chow Chi Wang has come forward and said flexi working, you know, so that's kind of part of the the options anyway. Right, ladies and gentlemen, we do have to wrap up for today. Of course, if you missed any part of the show, head over to your favorite place, wherever you normally get your podcast from, and have a listen. We recommend using the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Stick around, though, because after me and Chris have taken our leave, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. And it's, funnily enough, with a guy called Tan Ming Luk. He's the country head of Oyo Malaysia and Singapore. And as a platform that provides full-stack technology for businesses within hotels and homes, Oyo Malaysia has more than 18,000 hotels in 75 cities and towns throughout the nation. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Christine Wong, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.